Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I know you were extremely nervous in your first round and you were able to pull through, but was this a case of nerves just kind of staying with you for the whole tournament long?
I mean, yeah, I would say that, but at the same time, I don't want to blame how I played on that. But yeah, definitely, I think this tournament, I've had a feeling that was different to the other Grand Slams, or like every other Grand Slam that I've played, because usually I find it very freeing and fun, and this time around, I was kind of tense the entire time.
What's the level of disappointment at the moment?
Wait, you said what's the number one disappointment?
Sorry, the level of your disappointment.
Oh, like it would go from 1 to 10, and I'm like at a 100 right now, so yeah.
Then, what particular challenges does Siniaková sort of throw up, especially on a surface like clay?
I guess retrieving.
Naomi, you were quite candid with us about feeling the pressure of being number one at a Grand Slam for the first time. Now that you've done it, is there anything different approach you might take mindset-wise to the next Grand Slam you play as number one?
I'm not really sure. Like, for me, I think... I kind of live my life in moments, so I can't really talk about the future because I'm kind of currently feeling what I'm feeling now, so...
What is that?
She just asked me if I felt depressed. This guy...
No. I'm sorry, you said you're feeling the way you're feeling now and
yes.
You can't really project into the future, so
yeah.
Could you just elaborate on how you're feeling now?
So the guy here... I don't want to say I feel depressed, but I do. Like, I think it's a natural part of life, especially if, like, you train super hard for moments like these and then you don't perform how you want to. And I feel like saying that I'm depressed is a very strong statement, because I felt that way before and it's not as extreme as that. So I would just say I'm very disappointed in how I played and I wish I could have done better, but I can't turn back time, so.
Was there a feeling of invincibility that you sort of felt in your previous matches that wasn't there for you today?
I mean, no, because I couldn't predict that I was going to win on both of my matches, but I just know today I felt very tired and... Like, the other matches, too, I had, like, this headache, right? But I didn't feel tired. So I'm thinking, like, the headache is just my stress, kind of. It just kept staying. Because I don't really get sick like that. I just felt tired and I had a headache. But I should be able to push through that no matter what, so...
Before Roland Garros, when we think about who would be the favorite to win the tournament, it's hard to think of one. And during the tournament, any of those upsides doesn't seem surprising at all. So as the number one and the player in the game, do you see the women's tennis in this way too? And do you enjoy being in this situation?
Do I see women's tennis as being what?
Like everybody has the possibility to win anyone. And there are so many... There are so many unstable elements in it.
I don't really like how people say that because it makes it seem like there's no consistency, but I mean, I think there is, and I don't know. There's always people that you can tell are going to go far, and I kind of hoped that I was going to be one of them, but obviously I'm here now, so I don't know. I don't really look at other people in that way. I kind of concentrate on myself.
Naomi, you don't seem like you've particularly enjoyed this tournament. Is that just the pressure of having the number one next to your name, or has there been something else about this tournament?
I just feel like there's been a weight on me, kind of. And I know that's because that everything is, like, sort of new. Like, I've played French Open before, but not in this circumstance or situation, whichever one. It hasn't been the happiest of times, because I tend to think, like... I mean, you guys are kind of more used to it because you're tennis journalists, or some of you guys are. I don't know if the rest of... other people outside of tennis, they look at the rankings, they're like, oh, you know, like, she's supposed to win this match because the other girl's ranked, like, 5,000,100, whatever. And then it's like, these people, you know, they're really good, but it's like they have ups and downs. Like, I wasn't ranked one, like, last year. I was, like, ranked 70, so... You know, there's people that can play really good but not consistently, and there's times where they shine, and it's like there's nothing I can really do about it. So I totally didn't answer your question, but...
Naomi, what would be the best thing that could happen to you now to lift the weight off your shoulders and make you feel happy? What would you most look forward to putting a smile on your face, apart from us asking you lots of questions?
It's weird, but I think me losing is probably the best thing that could have happened. I think I was overthinking this, like... calendar slam. For me, this is something that I've wanted to do forever, but I think I have to think about it, like, if it was that easy, everyone would have done it, and I just have to keep training hard and put myself in a position again to do it, hopefully. But for now, like, piecing out of this tournament, I'm going home, like, bye. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna miss you guys.
Naomi, how would you sum up your clay season overall, and what are you looking forward to for grass?
If I think about it, like, results-wise, I think this is definitely the best clay season I've had. Semis, two quarters, and, like, I didn't lose in the first round, so it could have been worse. Of course, it obviously could have been better, too, but I can't really say too many negative things about this, especially since it's my first, like, extended season with Jay, and Nana came back, and Abdul's here too, so I feel like we're kind of a unit now, and we can only look towards the future, and grass season, whatever. I've never really done well there either. So I guess I can only keep looking up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.